Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here in St. Joe, it's Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Nick Schwert with you inside the St. Joe, Missouri Visitors Bureau tent. Experience history, go to stjomo.com.
Nick, is your favorite genre of music the 80s?
This is good, though. This is not nothing wrong with that song at all.
No, I'm just asking.
Well, that's the Gap Band, and that's not the 80s.
Is that the 70s?
Yeah, probably okay.
I knew that was the Gap Band. I was thinking maybe it was like early 80s. But
No, I would know. The 80s definitely.
70s and 80s.
I would say my favorite musical artist is Jimi Hendrix, so I would probably pick the 60s. The 60s and 70s. And then, obviously, you know, the stuff I grew up, like, in the 90s and 2000s.
Are we all going to that, by the way, at Kauffman Stadium? 90s night after the Royals play the Padres, I think it is, later this month. Vanilla Ice and who else is part of it? There's, like, three different groups or artists.
By the way, that song got released in 1982.
Whatever.
Okay, so I was right for the second time on this show today when you were very indignant about me being wrong.
Okay.
I would like to retroactively get the win today for camp questions.
Not happening. Move on.
You're still worrying about that.
My only way to catch up is to win out. I have to win out.
You do. Are you going to the 90s night, Dale?
I don't think I have committed one way or the other.
I already RSVP'd.
I am open to it, but I do not believe I have yet RSVP'd as a confirmation to going.
Interesting.
Well, why? What's that supposed to be?
Yeah, why is that interesting?
Because we talked about it. At the 6-10 day at the K, CDOT was there, you were there, Nick was there, and everybody was all on board.
I believe I maybe left by then.
I'm on board a lot of things in theory.
Yeah.
Like the idea of doing them is
And then we get a text that says, actually, or we don't get a text at all.
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
I feel like you're going to be, like, we have our KC Current media draft. On Thursday night, I thought we were going, and then now suddenly you're not going.
No, I've never.
You should be drafted last night.
I want to make this perfectly clear. I never wanted to go to the draft. I just want to play in the game.
Oh, so you don't want to be part of the building of the championship caliber
correct,
team.
Correct.
I'm a hired gun.
I show up on game night, and I lead the team to victory.
Tomorrow on the show, we can talk, or maybe Thursday, we can talk more about it. Like, who will be the last pick? From the show.
Ooh,
we don't know who the captains are, so it's not necessarily our. We have no say in it. We have no idea how they're doing.
I think Nick's going to be the last pick because he's not going to be there.
There's no
if we're there, they're going to be more inclined to pick us versus a person who isn't there.
The one thing I will tell whoever the captains are that they need to make sure you and I are not on the same team this time, I think.
Why? We won. We're winners.
More fodder for the show.
You want one of us to be on the winning side and one of us to be on the losing side.
It'd make it a lot more entertaining, would it not? Versus us celebrating again?
It could, but I maybe you and I could be on a team together and Nick could try to dethrone us from our winning ways.
Huh.
Have you considered that?
Have Nick on the other
team?
If
one of you guys is on the other team, I am checking your ass into the stands.
This isn't hockey. Well, how far do you think you're launching somebody?
Yeah.
You know how big the pitch is?
What? How far do you... How do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I play dirty. Prison rules.
There is a ref, by the way. Celebrity ref. We don't know who the celebrity is, but we'll find that out Thursday for those of us that are actually there.
Who do you hope it is? I hope it's Brian Busby.
Okay. All right. Wasn't expecting that answer. I don't know. I have no idea, like, level of celebrity? Is it someone that's tied into soccer, someone that works with the current organization, or is it just someone, a celebrity in Kansas City? Patrick Mahomes clearly will be it, yep. Wife is the part owner of the team. Just have Patrick Mahomes celebrity ref. I'm sure that'll happen.
That would be a pretty good get.
That's why it's not gonna happen. I believe it's also the night before or the day after, isn't it? A preseason game, one of the two. So probably not. Probably not happening.
Okay.
If you missed our conversation with Chiefs rookie wide receiver Sky Moore, he joined us exclusively here on 610 as soon as practice wrapped up. You'll hear that once again coming up at 1:30. We asked him about lining up in the backfield a little bit here at camp and if that's going to be an area that we could see him throughout the regular season. He gave us his answer on that and plenty more. We, of course, asked him the two very important questions that we ask every guest. Can he milk a cow, and what does he squat? Both of those were also answered. Our conversation with Sky Moore coming up at 1:30 here on the show. And as we're here at training camp, thinking of Patrick Mahomes, we know Kevin Clark over at The Ringer put out a piece yesterday. We kind of hinted at this yesterday on the show, as a matter of fact. And he talked with Patrick Mahomes about a wide variety of things, but also about the biggest issue that was discussed throughout the year, which is what happens when teams have eight men in coverage. Sometimes it was the Cincinnati dropped even more.
And can't. Or they just did it a higher percentage.
Higher percentage. Sorry, that's what I mean.
It was
higher percentage. 65%
of the time they dropped eight men in coverage, which is a ridiculously high number.
And the issues that caused Mahomes and this offense. Dan Orlovsky, middle of the season, said, hey, Mahomes, some of these things he cannot fix until the offseason. Mechanical things. He doesn't think he can fix them until the offseason. Well, offseason happened. We're in the middle of the offseason. Training camp is now here. And Kevin Clark seemed to hit on a technique issue that Patrick Mahomes found out that he believes he's worked on and fixed heading into this season.
Well, specifically in relation to the short passing game, which I don't think is insignificant, seeing how it is once again going to have to be a very important part of their offense, and even more so in the absence of Tyreek Hill. They still have deep play threats. MVS and Mecole Hardman can certainly get deep. We presume that will be part of Sky Moore's game as well. But we know that teams, especially early on, are going to consistently pressure the Chiefs to keep it short. And he talked about where he keeps his arm in relation to getting the ball out quickly, how those mechanical things can help him get the ball out quickly and more accurately. And I don't think it's insignificant that we're talking about that, and he's willing to talk to Kevin Clark about that, because if he can fix that, I don't think that the issue was he doesn't know where he's supposed to throw it. From the very beginning, we assumed that there were going to be some mechanical things that Patrick Mahomes had to work on. And because he's been able to freelance style some of what he does, I don't think it's asked him to constantly be the perfectionist in the short passing game like guys we've seen from Drew Brees and Tom Brady and some of those other like elite-level short passing guys. But I think Mahomes can figure it out in an offseason, and I like that he's telling Kevin Clark he figured out all the mechanical things that essentially lead to that.
Yeah, if it really was as much mechanical as anything last year, mixed in with what we've discussed with the scheme, and I trust that a full offseason as well for Andy Reid and this coaching staff can figure out with a different group of wide receivers. Yes, new challenges are presented without Tyreek Hill, but if you have a deeper wide receiver room, does that also help you along the way? But hearing it's a mechanical situation that Mahomes believes he fixed, yeah, like that's... that's a really good sign to hear. We all want to see it, right? I mean, we all want to see where they play Buffalo later on in the season.
Like? Do you think that they're still going to? Do you think teams are going to do it 50% of the time to him, drop eight in coverage? That's a crazy number. Most teams aren't going to do that. But the Bengals went to the extreme and won.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm one of those teams that watched the AFC title game, though, which everybody did, and I looked at film all last season, even though it's a different wide receiver core, and even if Mahomes has adjusted, I need him to prove it to me. Like if I'm opposing defense, week one, if I'm Arizona. Why wouldn't I try that? Prove it. You know what I mean? Like, prove it that you can do it. I'm not saying the Cardinals can't get burned on it, because I think they will. I think the Chiefs will win week one against the Arizona Cardinals. But, like, when you look at the way the teams were playing Kansas City last year, why would you not look at that a little bit if you're Arizona and key in on that?
I guess, so here's the thing. They were running the cover two, and then Mahomes had a bit of a lull. And then he was dominating it for a while, where he had figured it out, they had figured it out, and it was working. So I'm not totally sure that the fact that Cincinnati spent 66% of their snaps dropping eight players factored in as much as just Mahomes was bad. Like, I know that that's hard because you're like, no, they made him bad. I'm like, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that it was all just Cincinnati. He was off.
Well, clearly
Mahomes
clearly was off. Yeah.
Like, he had stretches this season where he could execute the version of the offense Cincinnati was essentially offering him to do, and he just never looked right.
913-586-7610 from the 816. So what is the bye week for then? Fix stuff. Yeah, but this is not something they can fix in 1 week. That's why it didn't happen in the season. As far as the mechanical stuff, you're right on the scheme and things like that. But why was it different? I go back to what Dan Orlovsky had to say. He thought it was something that they needed a full offseason to fix. A mechanical issue, when you're used to doing something a certain way,
in season
for
it's
1 week.
It's not like a pitcher, you got 5 days. I mean, I get that you've got
potential. Yeah, but I mean, that's, as you know, Cody, once you hear from former players that join us on the show all the time, they talk about in-season practice, once you get that far into the season, it's not the same as a training camp practice by any means. You're doing different things. You're not changing.
You just have to worry about the opponent.
Yeah, you're not. The mechanical stuff is in the offseason that has to be corrected.
Like in baseball, you don't worry about the opponent for the five days in between your start. The only thing you do is you pitch. You don't just grind over how we're going to attack this offense or being good at the things you are offensively. He obviously adjusted some of it, by the way. They just adjusted the offense in a way that was going to suit him, and now he's like, I can be even tighter. I'm sure they told him, hold the ball a little higher, put your feet a little closer, but it's a lot easier if all you do is spend time at Apex Studio. You know, like if you're down with Bobby Stroop for the entire offseason, you'd be like, this is what they tell me I need to do. So we're just going to keep running these drills over and over and over again so that my body thinks that this is what I'm supposed to do, because we're all guilty of that. When you are put in a physical situation where you have to do something, you react in the way you are most accustomed to reacting more often than not, unless you've been spending that time training yourself. I was watching, so we had Sky Moore on. We're going to hear from him again at 1:30. In order to prepare for the interview, I didn't want to make sure I was missing anything, so I went back and watched part of his draft camp lead up YouTube series.
He's got a couple of video series going on.
There's a clip of him talking about running a route and how he's running down with his head down, and when he pops up, his hands are still down by his hip, and they're like, no. You've been doing it? And he's like, and he was saying in the clip, I've been doing that my whole life. That's how I run. And they're like, no, put your hands higher so that you're more ready to catch the football the second you pop up from that route. And it's because it's all close, right? It's everything's closer, everything's tighter. We don't want you wasting any milliseconds trying to get your hands in the right place. Put them in the correct location. But they're going to spend all of the offseason trying to get – they spent a chunk of the offseason trying to get Sky Moore to do that. Like, so it's – I know it sounds like just fix the thing you're bad at, but this is like all of us in golf probably. Nick was duck hooking the ball, I think, in his own admittance for a couple of weeks, and it took him weeks to solve it, and that's his main hobby. Like, it doesn't, like, we can know what's wrong. That doesn't mean you can fix it. I say like too much on the radio. I'd like to fix it. I can't. It's broken.
You can.
Yeah, you can fix it. Just like I fixed my golf swing.
You can fix it.
Did you fix it?
Oh, yeah.
You're back?
I'm back.
Dusty's talking a lot of trash to you, man. So you got
to golf one time.
You're embarrassing us as a show. You're supposed to be the best golfer at the station. You're embarrassing us as a show.
You need to play him again, because anytime he sees you, he keeps throwing that in your face. It's going to happen until you guys play again.
Well, yeah, we've only played once.
But exactly. So
I've played, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of rounds of golf in my life.
Oh, well,
I can't
be
defined by one round.
Well, in Dusty's mind, you are, because that's the only round he's played against you.
You got to get back out there.
You need
challenge him.
You need to beat him then.
All right, thanks for the motivation, guys. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. That's exactly. We're trying to, you know, kick in the ass, man. Okay.
You want us to baby you?
I don't think it
or
needs.
Or you want the truth?
I don't even think it needs to be discussed, quite frankly.
I don't know, man. It puts you in a bad funk.
You guys are acting like I hit rock bottom.
I think you did.
No, but you did.
I think you kind of did, though.
In fairness, you did send us a text.
Yeah.
Of your level of disappointment and how bad you played. You were so upset. You messaged us to tell us how bad you played.
Yeah, I was the day of. I was very, very mad, but I had to keep it together. I had to keep it together because we were playing with a listener, Jacob. So I couldn't come fully unhinged on the golf course, which is probably a good thing. Because I was like, that would be very poor representation of the show if I'm just out there throwing clubs and.
I mean, I feel like
F-bombing
up a storm. Jacob would probably expected that from you, though.
Are you the kind of guy who would throw a club?
No. Well, I would like lightly toss a club, like sort of like. Just sort of like throw your palms in the air, like what the hell's going on sort of thing.
Okay.
I wouldn't like tomahawk it.
Hmm.
That's what I want to know. I'm just trying to figure out what I've only.
What was that hmm about, Gold? Hmm.
I've only played with you the one time, and you kept it together, it seemed like, perfectly well.
I played well when you and I were out with Rob Collins.
I played, I don't know, normal levels of bad. I could have been worse. I could have certainly been
better. A couple of high points.
Yeah, I had a couple of nice shots, but I had several bad shots that were no good. But, I mean, I play golf like three times a year, four times
right,
a year.
Right.
Glad we hashed this out.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're going to play Dusty soon. Like, sometime in the next couple of weeks.
I have no immediate plans to play Dusty soon, but I'm not against it.
Do you think he's ducking you?
No, I do not think he's ducking me. He's a busy guy.
Okay. We've solved it. We've solved Patrick Mahomes' mechanical
issues. Did you guys see the huge quarterback news in the NFL that just happened?
No.
Down in Jacksonville? The Jaguars released quarterback Kyle Sloter.
Didn't he cost you money?
Just in time, though, for him to at least screw me out of one win this season, and then now they decided to cut him. He was the guy that got the touchdown pass with 3.5 minutes to go.
What's
the
next thing we're betting on, by the way, as a show?
Football.
That's how we've made a majority of our money.
It's a thing called the NFL season, my friend. It's NFL
season. Are we bringing back the show bet?
We are, but yes, it's in discussion.
Wait, what the hell's that supposed to mean? That's
well, hopefully,
vague.
With things being legalized,
it's not being discussed with Nick or I, who are two members of this show.
No, we have off air. We talked.
Have we?
We said
I'll
bring the conversation on air. I'll bring the conversation on air from off air to on air. Which
peel
was,
back the curtain.
Again, we're wide open windows here on the show. We said if with now being legalized and
yeah.
it's up and running, and hopefully we have a sports book attached to it, and if that's the case, then we said we'll do it.
But even if we can bet legally, we don't need a sports book attached. We're just going to gamble now because we can.
Well, I mean, I think the sponsor helps.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. But yes, we're going to do that.
Because we still need more money, as we discussed yesterday. That's why we're bartending in September. We need as many people to come out to the bar as normal and drink as many drinks as they can safely consume and tip generously after those drinks are made to your satisfaction.
Are you
going
to overserve? Are you already hinting at that?
Oh, I've done that plenty.
What's the date and location?
September 21st at Social in Waldo. That's a Wednesday night. All three of us will be guest bartending, and we'll have a great time. We'll be out there. More details to come, but that's the gist of it.
I haven't gotten my liquor license yet. We're all going to have a signature drink, right?
I
think we should have a signature drink. I don't care if yours is rum and Coke. I think we should all have a signature drink.
Rum and Coke. Okay. No, I told you. I'll watch a little more Bar Rescue. I'll steal one of their craft cocktail ideas. Thanks, John Taffer.
Is Nick going to make Agua Fresca?
Yeah, sounds like that's what
he's your signature drink?
We'll see. We'll see.
Don't want to reveal your secrets.
Why would I tell you my secrets?
I'm going to find a drink and some gold flakes in there.
Well, I'd like our drinks to be different.
Gold, you're going to make something with like that gold Schlager?
Yep, have some gold flakes in my drink.
What's our primary audience? I guess what we need to do is we got to find out the age of the people who are coming, because I really feel like I'd like to tailor my drink.
I would imagine bourbon would be a popular choice with
of
our audience.
Choice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So some sort
Someone
of bourbon.
Someone is ordering drink. Nothing but frozen and muddled drinks.
I don't even know if those. Do they have a blender there, Nick? You've been to
I'm
Social
sure
more
they have a
I don't
blender.
Know. I don't have a running list of all the
I'm
appliances.
Have to go,
that
I'm
going
to have to go in and take
Did
inventory.
You ever find out their point of sale system like you told me you would?
I feel like Cody is going to be that bartender who is aggressively and obnoxiously using the shaker, where he's like
of
holding it up.
He is.
He's going to be like holding it up next to his head.
Of course
like,
he is.
And he's going to be.
That's
gonna be,
how they're supposed to be.
He's going to be holding it from like one side to the next and sort of like dancing behind
the
bar.
I do think that
showmanship matters in bartending.
It's going to be it's going to be absolutely obnoxious.
That's the thing, Cody. If you want, Cody will take the. It will be the longest wait for your drink if Cody's making it.
But I'll care the most, and that should matter to someone.
You gotta have a long line while
Gold
and I are
Cody's
just churning
line.
Out
like,
drinks.
I'm gonna see a long line. Cody, why don't you come over here?
And then the first person is gonna be like, "I'd like this drink." He's like, "Don't know what it is. Try again. Choose a different drink. I would like it to have an alcohol and one mixer."
And that's why I'll have John Tapper's bar app on my phone. I'll
Wait,
be
he
ready.
Has an
pull,
app?
He's got an app, man. I'll pull out the recipe. I'll be good to go. I'll have a little help.
And you're gonna measure all your drinks?
I'll have a little help as well. Nobody said you can't have any help.
I guarantee you that if Gold and I made the exact same 10 drinks, I would make them faster.
You were a bartender for a living.
This is going to take too long.
For a living. Of course, your drink's probably going to taste better without taking
Side note,
help.
We allowed to drink while we're doing this job?
I don't know. Someone's going to, will Cody be checking IDs?
No, we know that Cody just takes people's words for it.
Yeah.
It's quite the opposite. Someone took my word for it.
Has Cody paid off Gold for the legalized betting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good. We're good there.
From the 913, get some Pappy Van Winkle.
Well,
I don't think Social has that. Excuse me.
Don't want us wasting any of that.
If I get another bottle of that, I'm going to hold on to it dearly. I have one pour.
Texan wants to know if you're going to be free pouring. Or are you going to use it the proper way?
I will be free porn.
Use if, the proper
if,
way.
If social would like me to take a poor test, I'm willing to do that. That's I'm willing to take a poor test. Does John Taffer? I've never watched that show. Does John Taffer?
How have you never watched that show?
He
it's
does
so
usually
good.
Suggest, because he trains these bartenders up. Yes, he suggests them to
free pour.
No, to usually to use the what do you call
to
it?
Measure.
Yeah,
the jigger.
That yes.
But I guess it's probably just as fast if that's what you always use.
They also because teach the count thing. They also
yeah,
teach them how to do
way.
The count. So
I
there's what yeah.
Sometimes you need to be fast.
I'm going to have to study up. Yeah, we're not at a college bar on a Wednesday night, or on a Friday night, I mean, so I don't think you need to be that quick while you're making
a drink. We're trying to get a couple hundred people out there. We're trying to pack social. What's their capacity?
I don't think we're going to have to worry about needing to be that quick. We're not going to have a line of 50 people deep.
We don't know that.
It's a Wednesday night in Waldo.
Cody, will you be like?
We are inviting people out. We want a big crew. That's why
Cody's
we're starting to promote
spinning
it now.
Bottles
yeah,
and
are you?
Gonna, bottles.
Let me ask you something, Cody. Are you going to do anything where you like flip a bottle behind your back or something?
I never learned how to do that.
Thank
I never learned how to flip. I only goodness. Learned how to juggle
yeah.
them or to spin them in my hand. I never learned how to flip.
Juggle
them.
Wait, you're going to juggle
whoa.
Them?
You are going to be juggling?
No, I'm not going to juggle them. That's been a long time since I did that. I don't want to break their bottles. I learned that once for a bet. We saw somebody juggling them, and I was like, I could probably do that. And then, like, no, you can't. So then I had to spend months learning how to do it.
So, again, you learned how to juggle bottles just to win a bet?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what? Is that bad?
So says Cody will have a
I
line
didn't want to
about,
lose the bet. There was money on the line.
I think Cody will have a line of 160-year-old women for their Negronis. They're going to want someone's going to order. Like, can I get a Negroni from Nick? And I'm like, go to Cody.
Go to Negroni. Straight to Cody.
Go have the Negronis over
Negroni
there.
Is a very good drink. Is it popular again? I don't feel like it ever was popular.
I think that's what we're saying. It's not necessarily the most
Is it
common.
Back? Is gin back? Bourbon's probably the cocktail of choice.
Yeah, see?
As Nick said. You think that's how everyone talks about
everybody Negroni? In your line.
Someone says John Taffer's going to come through and shut that bleep down.
Uh-huh.
Probably is exactly
Wouldn't
how
John Taffer be supportive of someone using a good promotional event to drive business to their company? Feels like Taffer would appreciate that kind of ingenuity.
Yeah, but he would want to make sure that you're capable of actually doing it.
You and I both have many years of experience bartending. Nick? And Gold will be fine.
I don't have quite as much as you.
How long did you bartend for? 2 years?
Three or four years.
Okay. That's plenty. That's more than enough.
I am going to study up when the time comes. I'll study up. I'll be ready.
You got 6 weeks. You got plenty of time to learn.
I'll be ready.
Just learn like the 10 most current popular drinks, and you'll be fine. I'll study up.
I'll
work
learn how
to make shots.
Yeah, I'll be good. I just definitely got to do some. You guys can just walk in there and do it. I've got to actually. This is not any extra work for you. I've got to actually do some serious research and prep for this bartending. You guys can just walk in there and go.
I appreciate your dedication.
Anything for the show.
We're trying
fund.
To raise as much for the show fund as we can. That's why we're going to be out bartending.
Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending and our exclusive conversation with Chiefs rookie wide receiver Sky Moore. We asked him if he's going to be lining up in that backfield in the regular season the same way we've seen it so far at camp.
Cody and Gold, live from training camp, presented by Ingredion, located in North Kansas City. Learn more about a career at Ingredion.com.
This time last year, I was sitting up at training camp with Alex Gold. We were listening to press conferences from your favorite Chiefs players, all those things.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending. Well, we're up here at Chiefs camp, of course. Another day of full padded practice in St. Joe. Huge crowd on at hand for today's practice. We saw Rashad Fenton for the first time here at training camp, removed from the PUP list. Great sign after off-season shoulder surgery. We'll see if he's going to play Saturday. I would lean towards a no, but you never know. Based off of why rush it at all with a guy that you know can go out there and play anyway. So why not let the young guys get some more playing time?
Absolutely.
And having, you know, Rashad Fenton not available. Also, no Jody Fortson today. Still dealing with that quad injury. Same with Darice Fountain.
I feel like at this point we're Fenton and Fountain and Fortson all aren't going to play in the game
Fenton,
on Saturday.
Fountain,
really, the question, I didn't realize it was going to be 3F. I had to think about it for just a second. But I think that a lot of this is going to be, can Fortson start coming back next week so we can actually get a look at him before that happens? And if Fenton can, just can he be ready by week one? That's the only thing I'm worried about. Next up on Watch Training, Serena Williams officially announces her upcoming retirement from professional tennis. She announced it in an article in her own words with Vogue today. Obviously, that's a massive loss for the sport, as she's one of the greatest tennis players of all time. She holds a record for single Grand Slam titles, and is obviously the most decorated women's player of all time.
Next up on What's Trending, Cincinnati Bengals cashing in on Joe Burrow as their quarterback. Of course, looking to the future,
pay him somehow.
Paul Brown Stadium no longer to be called Paul Brown Stadium, now going to be Paycor Stadium. Naming rights across the NFL. Of course, we know finally a couple years ago, the Chiefs, was it last year or 2 years ago, finally added GEHA in front of it. Now, we all still call it Arrowhead, of course. It's GEHA Field at Arrowhead. But look, this has been going on in the NFL a long time. And if you're Cincinnati, yeah, you're trying to capitalize on having what appears to be one of those truly special, special quarterbacks for the next decade in that franchise.
And they're notoriously cheap. So they're going to get more money before they have to pay Joe Burrow money. Remember, their owner not that long ago just said, you know, it would be cool if you wanted to sign a Patrick Mahomes-like deal. That's pretty much what he said. It's a little bit different. Next up on What's Trending, the Broncos sale is official. Unanimous 32-0 for the NFL meetings today as they decide on obviously allowing a new family into the group. How about this? Imagine being so rich that you don't even have to know the person you're talking about. The Walton, who actually went out there to do this from the Walmart family Waltons, he pronounced Roger Goodell's name Goodell. Said his name wrong.
Thanks to Roger Goodell? Eh, who cares?
He's so rich, he's like, I don't even care who the person is who's selling me this thing I want. Just give me the thing
I
want.
Like, I heard I can make guaranteed money once I buy this team going
this
forward.
This is what rich people buy, right? Give it to me, Raj!
And I want to be part of this club even more than the club that I'm already in, which is extremely
NFL ownership is a pretty exclusive
club. Yeah, my goodness. Next up on What's Trending, Mike Kafka, former Chiefs, of course, offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, I should say, now the OC with the Giants, will call plays for the Giants in their preseason opener. We'll see if Brian Dable is going to have him do that all the time, at least for a preseason game. And, yeah, Mike Kafka, someone that we all thought at some point if he would have stuck around in Kansas City eventually could have been the heir apparent to Andy Reid. But the question is, how long will he be waiting around? And we all thought could maybe be the OC if Eric Bieniemy would have got a head coaching job. That all never happened, so Kafka left for another opportunity. And if he can turn Daniel Jones into something this year, then Mike Kafka, I really believe, will be a head coach next season.
Yeah, 100% chance of doing that. Ig moves quick, but he's got to make Daniel Jones look good, which is not an easy task. Lastly, on What's Trending, we mentioned the Emmys earlier. It's been announced. The host of the next Emmys will be Kenan Thompson.
Okay.
It's always weird to see him be successful. Like, because I remember him, Kenan Thompson, of all that and Nickelodeon stuff. He's had an incredible career at SNL, and now he's getting to host the Emmys. Big get for
nice.
Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, that's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Of course, we are broadcasting inside the St. Joe, Missouri Visitors Bureau tent. Experience history, go to stjomo.com. Earlier today, we caught up with Chiefs rookie wide receiver Sky Moore, and all our conversations are brought to you by Herzog. One vision, one team. Apply today at herzog.com/careers.
Man, I'm really excited just to, you know, finally get on the NFL field, you know, showcase my talents and just really display everything that I've learned and been going through in training camp.
If you go back to even day one when you guys weren't in pads and everything to where we are, I think today's day 15.
Yeah.
What do you think you've improved on the most? What's been the biggest adjustment?
Really just like picking up on the playbook and playing faster. You know, I feel like from day one, I was playing fast, but I was in my own head a little bit. And I feel like I got away from that. And I'm starting to be my normal self.
I feel like in watching some of the pre-draft stuff with you, you talk a lot about that, like getting out of your own head, not thinking
yeah.
about those things. Is that, I mean, I guess for you, is that something you're consciously trying to work on where you're like, I don't need to get in my own way. I just need to worry about the football into this.
I feel like a lot of the things that when I lose, I feel like I've lost, you know, like I was in my own head. I did something that I shouldn't have, you know? So yeah, I feel like a lot of the overthinking comes with, you know, my L's.
Is that a lifetime thing? I mean, is that
yeah.
something you're like, you know, you did with a high school, college, whatever
yeah.
it's going to be? Because even deciding to come out of the draft had to be a really difficult decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got some people telling you, no, go back to school, and you got other people telling you, no, go get in the draft,
yeah.
and you're trying to figure out what the best move is.
Right, yeah. I'm just an overthinker, period. So it's just one of those things I got to deal with, and I know I got to be aware that I am an overthinker. And, you know, I find ways to deal with it, though.
We saw you were, of course, down in Texas this offseason with
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. And we saw you had some video series or whatever.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
was going on? You did, like, three takes of the intro for,
yeah.
for the video. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, me and the guys were just playing around a little bit in the pool. So, yeah, I definitely got I'm happy about my YouTube channel going on. So that trip was definitely a good spark to it.
Speaking of Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore, okay, so he made a comment, like, the second day of practice. So I'm not going to ignore it. I think you wear the shortest shorts on the team.
Yeah,
is that because
yeah, yeah.
regular pants don't fit you, or
nah.
because you just like the short shorts?
I feel fast. I feel fast when I pull them up. I just feel real fast. I don't know what it is. It's just I gotta have my legs out.
Is that does that go back to college too? Or
yeah,
is that...
it goes back to college. You can see me in college too. In college though, I had like I just cut my pants. I ain't have no knee pads. I cut them right under the thigh pads. So. They were short, too.
I guess, what's the leg workout? Is there a certain workout, or is this just how you're built?
No, that's just how I'm built. You know, it's genetics.
Sky, one question I promise we ask everybody, so this has nothing to do with just what we were just discussing, but we've
yeah.
asked even Tommy Townsend,
yeah.
Who came by as well. How much are you squatting right now?
You know, it's crazy. I really don't squat right now.
Okay.
Like, right now, I'm not squatting.
What's your max ever?
Max ever, I probably got like 425 or something like that. Like,
okay.
I'm not no 500-pound guy, but I'm really just built like this. I ain't even crazily strong like in the weight room, but I do got some decent sized legs.
The second part of the question that always gets asked is, can you milk a cow? We're trying to take a straw poll of the entire team.
What's that mean though?
Like, no, just can you milk a cow? Like, Tommy Townsend can.
Nah,
Trey
can't,
Smith.
I can't milk no cow.
He's like, wait, are you talking about an actual cow? Yes, an actual cow.
I can't milk a cow. I don't know what goes into that.
Never been around it. I guess you're from Pittsburgh, so I mean,
yeah.
what was like, I always feel like no matter what, certain cities, I feel like it's got to be a little bit different with your family than when you're drafted. Some cities, I'm sure it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
when you're outside of Pittsburgh, you had to grow up with everyone who were massive Steelers fans, right?
Absolutely, for sure.
Is it weird to make that transition? Be like, look, you got to all be Chiefs fans now if we're close.
So, like, I remember when I got drafted, you know, of course everybody wanted me to go to the Steelers. But, you know, soon as we got the call from Andy Reid and Veach, it was like I seen something on Twitter that said paint the city red, or like it was like something like that. So I feel like everybody, you know, where I'm from, my section, in the I feel like the whole city is like supporting me. And you got like Steelers Chiefs fans out there.
What's Kalamazoo like though? You played ball up there at Western Michigan, so what's that city like overall?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a couple steps down from Kansas City as far as like how serious they treat the football, and it's like, you know, it's just way smaller. It's just way smaller, but it's a college football town for sure.
Was it a huge payoff for you? I think, you know, even going back, I mean, I think you were talking about, like, you wanted some of those big offers, right? Everybody does, right?
Yeah.
You want to go to Ohio State.
I want to go to Ohio State.
Okay, so you want to go to Ohio State. Yeah. You end up at Western Michigan. But in the end, you still end up, you know, drafted in the second round by an NFL team. Was that the I made it moment, or are you still working towards that?
I never really feel like I made it, though. It's like I'm always approaching, never arriving, you know. So it's like even though I did make it to this level, it's like a whole new set of goals unlocked for me.
We heard that there was someone had told us that on Good Morning Football that there was a prank played on Chris Jones, that there was a fake bobcat in his room. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, we just watched the video about it in the team meeting yesterday.
Oh, wait. Okay, so what happened?
I guess they put like a real like life-size bobcat in their room.
And how did Chris react?
And he reacted like there was a bobcat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like he was surprised and closed the door real quick.
Now he's a veteran and he's getting pranked. You're a rookie. Yeah. Has anybody tried to prank you yet?
I mean, I got a whole bunch of pads sitting in that cart right now. It ain't
Oh, those for you? Oh yeah. I guess there are a bunch in the golf cart. At least you got a cart with you today, though.
You got
a golf cart to help you out a little bit, though.
Yeah, we got a little bit of help. But
we've noticed though, Sky, as we're talking to Sky Moore here on 610 Sports Radio, we've noticed the last probably five or six practices at least. You could probably tell us maybe it's been more than that, though. You've been lined up in the backfield a little bit too. They're trying to use you in different ways. Do you believe that's going to be a role for you as well this year?
I've been lining up there more and more, so, you know, I feel like Coach Reed's going to put me in the best position to, you know, make plays and just whatever the team needs, I'm willing to do.
How would you rate yourself as a running back?
I feel like I'm a decent running back. You know, I've picked up a couple of tips from Pop and you know, and Clyde, so they run hard, so I feel like I can't have no drop off when I'm back there.
Do you have much experience in that? Did you do any of that in college?
Nah, not really in the backfield, but in high school I was a quarterback. Who ran a lot, so it was like kind of the same thing.
So I guess that's the next question: is one of those handoffs is eventually the practice going to mean one of those handoffs ends up in a pass?
I don't know. We're just gonna have to wait and see.
Andy usually makes people earn that.
Yeah,
you only get the one chance too. Travis is worried he'll never get to throw another pass again.
Yeah, I gotta earn that first.
We had a rookie corner Trent McDuffie join us about a week or so ago here, and he was mentioning though that he thinks this is the funniest team he's ever been around, going back to his college days, high school days. Do you agree with that? And what, I guess, what is it like hanging out with the team?
Man, I've been on some funny teams, though, but this is definitely – my room specifically is hilarious.
Who are you with, then? Who's in your room?
It's me. We got Fountain, McCole, Juju, Quiz.
Oh, that's a lively group.
I thought you meant like who are you rooming with? Obviously the wide receiver room, but in terms of the –
I'm rooming with Ely right now. So, he's a funny guy, too. Fleet. Pop, all of them is funny, man. It's just we just got a good team that got some camaraderie.
We like to get to know the players as well. Obviously, we don't know much about you. We learned Trent McDuffie likes to play jazz piano. So, what kind of hobbies do you have?
Really, I just like to chill and watch movies, and you know, I'll play 2K. You know,
okay,
that's one of my hobbies.
What are you watching right now? You watching a Netflix series? You watching certain movies?
Right now, I haven't been watching too much because I've been in the playbook.
Sure.
Trying to get right. But right now, what's the last movie I watched? I watched that the movie where they robbed a bank. Dang, with 50 Cent. And
I'm trying to think of the name of it now.
Ah, man, I forget it.
We're letting you down.
I was trying to help you out. Look, I've got the internet. Den of Thieves.
Yeah, Den of Thieves.
Okay.
That's the last movie I thought.
So you just got to Google it. That's it. Who's your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush? Probably Rihanna.
That's a strong. Wow, that's a strong answer. We were only asked the news today. I guess Kim K and Pete Davidson broke up.
Yeah.
If you saw, you keep track of that kind of stuff?
Nah, I don't keep track of that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
It's just whether or not you do those. I also saw a little bit in the YouTube series that you were singing along or rapping along to some of the stuff. Actual thing you want to do, or just like singing along to things?
Because
I know Kyle Saunders is, you know, he put some actual music out.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like. It depends how comfortable I get on the field. you know.
Okay.
But that right there, that was just really singing along. I was singing along.
We're talking to Sky Moore here on 610 Sports Radio. You mentioned the wide receiver room that you have. Who's really helped you the most? Has it been Juju? Because I think there was maybe it was on one of your guys' social medias in the last couple of days that it seemed like you and Juju were hanging out on the off day as well. How close are you guys?
Yeah. I've gotten real close to Juju, but really the whole room, really just we all bounce ideas off each other. It's like every meeting, every time we're with each other, it's just always them giving me game or, you know, me asking the right questions or, you know, just something to like help us grow closer to each other.
Speaking to Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore, last thing I've got for you, Sky, I saw the tattoo you've got on your chest and you got a lot on your arm. Is there meaning behind everything you've got, or is there one that means more to you than others?
Really, I just like art. You know, I just like the artwork. Like, this one's probably the only one that just don't got no meaning to it, the Indian lady. But, you know, this one's like growth. I got growth on my arm right here and the baby line all the way to the groin. This is my zip code from where I'm from, New Kensington, PA. This the Lord's Prayer. And I got fear on my stomach. You know, face everything and rise. So it's a little bit of meaning to it, but I really just like the art. I gotta get some more. I'm lacking.
I saw McCole was signing an autograph on somebody's like right above their knee, maybe, and then
yesterday.
Somebody ended up getting it tattooed immediately. Yep. Have you ever had that happen yet?
No, not yet.
At some point, I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't got that big of a stardom.
Give her some time. Yeah. Give her some time.
For sure.
If I were to tell you that in your rookie season you had, you know, like a 600 yard season and you guys made the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl, What are you hoping to get accomplished this year individually and then obviously as a team?
Yeah. Obviously, I play for the Chiefs, so I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I feel like that's like the main goal, team goal, individual goal. You know, and individually, I just want to carve my own role out and just be the best at that role. Whether it's call out the personnels on the sideline. You know, if that's my role, I want to be the best at my role.
Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore, kind enough to give us some time. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
So that was our conversation earlier today after practice with the rookie wide receiver Sky Moore, brought to you by Herzog. One vision, one team. Apply today at herzog.com/careers. The backfield has been kind of a talking point with Sky Moore and Mecole Hardman both lining up there. We saw the role that they used Mecole Hardman in last year, the final 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season, where Mecole really excelled. That's exactly how they've been utilizing Sky at practice. You heard Sky not necessarily saying like he thinks he's going to be there all year, but he's like, look, they're going to essentially saying that Andy Reid's going to put me wherever he wants to put me, and he certainly wasn't upset about that by any means. He was confident when you asked him also about, you know, how his ability back there, even though he said he never played running back in college, but he was a running quarterback in high school.
How do you think God, if he had just said multifaceted, I would have lost it. In the middle of the interview.
What if he said versatile? What's wrong with saying versatile?
That was much more likely to be said. That's why mine would have been so much funnier. He didn't say either, so I guess we're both screwed.
He thought you were trying to get a trick question when you asked him, can you milk a cow? He's like, what do you mean? Like, no, like an actual cow. Clearly a no there.
I think when they answer that, you know the answer is no, but then you definitely need to clarify that you weren't trying to ask anything that other than can you milk a cow? Because the last couple of people we've had on, Tommy Townsend immediately said yes.
Yeah.
Creed said he wasn't sure. Trey said he could. You know, like, we've gotten plenty of answers from guys that seem like so far we've had a pretty good success rate in that.
Yeah.
He was just, no. That's, no. I have not done that, nor have. And now he grew up, like, what, 15 miles outside of Pittsburgh. So he grew up in a major city. Not that you can't have milked a cow, but more often less likely, right? If you grew up in a
major city. Yeah, he thought you were talking in code. What do you think was going through his head?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think
man.
He knew. I think he was just like, wait, I better make sure before I answer this that I understand that this guy's asking me exactly.
Can you milk a cow? He's probably thinking, like, wait a second, what does that mean?
Does that mean something I don't need that I don't understand?
Yeah, right before that, we asked him the other question, which was just how much can you squat? And most of the guys aren't squatting right now, so that's why you just got to ask.
We got to stop asking that question. The answer is nobody squats at all. You get to the NFL. You
doesn't
stop.
Matter. So much of
you
the
don't
stuff.
Squat anymore.
Well, also in
squatting is over.
As far as
canceled.
The a lot of the combines, so not unrelated to the squatting directly.
It's not something they bench or how high they jump.
But a lot of them, they go through the combine. They try to have these crazy measurables, but then you're training for the combine, and then you talking to you talk to players. Will tell you about the draft process, and they're like, you're training for the combine, and a lot of that stuff you'll never ever do again.
Nope.
It's just for that.
Which seems, I don't know, I guess in its own way, seems really incredibly stupid that that's the way that we do it.
Text line saying that the cow question's a utterly dumb question to ask. Thank you for that from the 816. We needed that today.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I do, Nick. Do you get it?
Because cows have udders.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, true. Just making Cody, you got that too?
Yeah, I okay. am familiar just, with the cows have udders.
Yeah, just didn't know if you got the humor there. Mm-hmm. After yesterday with the question about your wasp dung hand and dipping it in apple cider.
In fairness, we both missed that.
We all did. All three of us missed that yesterday. Your hand continues to look
improve,
less and less swollen from the wasp. Well, stop itching it.
Well, for
put some damn spray on it and stop itching it.
I guess now we've learned. You're the person who says itching, not scratching.
Yeah, you're itching.
That's not accurate.
No,
I'm
you scratch and itch.
That's correct.
Okay, you're scratching, you're itching.
Look, it's fine. We
itchy bug bites.
No, itch is the feeling, scratch is the action.
Oh, thank you, English
yeah,
major.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew this. I was an English major, one of the hardest degrees to get from a university.
That cannot possibly be true.
No, it is. Very few people actually make it all the way through.
Hardest undergraduate. Yes, I'm Googling this. Degrees
what?
To get.
It's right up there with law and
medicine. I'm going to have to Google it because it's not.
I'm just giving you regular old college majors. I don't know. This list over at Forbes does not have it showing up in the top 10, Nick.
Oh, one random
website.
Look,
I'm not saying journalism is.
It's not.
These list architecture and chemical engineering and aerospace and
Yeah, name one cool thing an aerospace engineer's ever done.
Biology, physics, astronomy, biochemistry. They seem to be very science-based. Name one thing. Who's done what, Nick? What did you say? I couldn't get that sentence out. What did you say? Name one thing. Who's done what? Answer me, damn it.
Jeez.
Why won't you answer?
Let's just get the hell out of here.
The final word.
That's probably the best choice. That's it. That's the show.
Is it?
One of you guys want to host this show?
My goodness.
I was trying and you wouldn't respond to me.
My goodness.
You couldn't even ask the question.
We are
I know.
Back in the studio tomorrow as there's no Chiefs practice up here. Then we'll be back in St. Joe on Thursday. Royals baseball doubleheader today right on 610 Sports Radio. Vern's on deck show. He's going to take over for us, get you set for the Royals and White Sox. Brady Singer, who we were talking about earlier, on the mound for Kansas City. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Cody and Gold, live from training camp, presented by Ingredion, located in North Kansas City. Learn more about a career at Ingredion.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.